All right, continuing on with our NFL picks for Week 7. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and find them on all the socials. We're just going to pick a wild card game. Fellas, which one of you want to go first?
A lot of people are saying that Marquise Goodwin, wide receiver of the 49ers, won the NFL Celebration Challenge last week with his long jump recreation in the end zone, which was a good one.
It was a good one.
I would argue that Kirk Cousins with his weird dead arm, half dead arm, half Bernie dance.
Yeah.
I thought that one was pretty great myself. I thought it was great. And because of that, I'm going with the Vikings-Jets game.
Oh. You're hoping to see more of that.
I'm hoping to see more of that. Absolutely.
Was that a Fortnite thing or is that just his own thing?
I don't know what that was. Right. That's what makes it so great. Because right. He's such a weird, like sort of android kind of guy anyway.
He is an android.
Very robotic.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks like one. That's brilliant.
They live among us, Daniel.
They live. Yeah.
So, you know, I this game is interesting to me because, you know, who knows what version of the Jets offense is going to show up. Is Darnold the real deal? I don't know. They move the ball on the ground pretty well, and the Vikings show some cracks defensively. They seem to have gotten better as the season has gone on, but they haven't been great like a lot of people thought they would be. The real X factor in this game is the Jets force a lot of turnovers. They have like 9 picks and they force like 10 fumbles on the season. And Kirk Cousins has the third most fumbles in football. He hasn't lost them all, but he has the third most total fumbles. As we all know, turnovers are the great equalizer, even when on paper one team appears to be considerably more talented than the other. I think the Vikings, they seem to be getting right. I think they're going to win this game. I'm picking the Vikings. But I'm really intrigued because Cousins, over the course of his career, has shown some propensity to do dumb stuff against teams that force a lot of turnovers. And we saw what they did against Buffalo earlier in the year. I don't know if Dalvin Cook's going to play. He's got a hamstring issue. Latavius Murray had a great week last week. And Raider fans will tell you that from one week to the other, you never know what Murray you're going to get. And he has a tendency to fumble the ball a lot too. He's an upright runner. You know, he doesn't lower his pads. He's loose with the ball a little bit. So this could be a game that the Jets could really squeak one out. I'm picking the Vikings, but it's going to be fun to watch. How's that?
All right.
I'm going to go with the game that had the two heartbreak losses in final minutes. That would be the Cincinnati Bengals against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, the Sunday night football, the new Sunday night football game?
Yes. obviously, Cincinnati lost to Pittsburgh with that short slant to Antonio Brown, which was awesome. And Kansas City couldn't, you know, Tom Brady with 2 minutes on the clock.
That's
what are you going to do every time? But I will say that you know, as we've seen with Kansas City, they're starting to chip away at Mahomes. He's not perfect. He's not the golden boy that everyone thought he was, but they're still racking up a ton of points.
Yeah.
Overall, I mean, you're looking at, you know, Kansas City has actually the worst defense in football.
It's amazing. It's historically bad. It's historically bad.
It's unbelievable. But then again, Cincinnati is not much better, even though they have really hard hitting players and they've kind of have this, you know, a moniker of they're the kind of dirty hits, especially Burfis does that, leads the team in that, but they're the 29th ranked defense. They're not exactly lighting the world on fire with those hard hits and some of the penalties they'll get, but overall, I mean, you're talking about the 23rd ranked offense against the 5th ranked offense. So Kansas City knows how to score. Tyreek Hill showed his skill set last week. He's going to do it again. You're going to see a lot from Kelce as well. And there's just too many weapons. No way Cincinnati can stop them all.
So you got the Chiefs.
Yes, Chiefs. My official bet.
I picked the Chiefs last week to beat the Patriots, and that didn't work out.
I know.
He seems so upset about it. Aw. And so for that reason, and I think you had this epiphany earlier in the year, I'm not picking him against the Patriots anymore. So,
I'm just staying away. I'm staying away from Chicago. Stayed away from Tom Brady.
Right. So, well, here we go. So, Patriots over the Bears. That's my pick. The Bears defense is the Bears defense. It wasn't really that last week. We'll see if they can do more, but I'm picking Patriots because it's the Patriots. You can check out our picks online, 977theriver.com. Click on the Sports Buzz, and we'll do Beer 30 coming up in minutes on 97.7 The River.
Woo!